Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, May 22. In Squiz Kids today, Titanic salvage mission, birth of a baby planet, kids' footy training is back on, and Minecraft hits the dungeon. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
When you look in the bathroom mirror this morning, take a moment to appreciate your nose. Because, according to new research out of the United States, it could be the reason that kids seem to be less likely to get sick with the coronavirus. You see, inside everyone's noses are teeny tiny little things called receptors. They help us smell things. And kids have many fewer active receptors, of the sort that the COVID virus likes to attach itself to, than adults do. The researchers from one of America's most respected hospitals followed their noses and looked up the snozzes of more than 300 people. So why is it that your honker is important? Because it appears to be the first point of contact between the coronavirus and the human body. So celebrate your nose! A deep sea salvage team will be making its way to the wreck of the Titanic in the coming months after a judge in America granted them permission to cut open a section of the sunken megaship to retrieve a telegraph machine, which was the device used on board to send and receive distress signals. Lots of people have opposed the cutting open of the Titanic, arguing that because so many people died when the ship hit an iceberg and sank in icy waters on its maiden voyage over 100 years ago, the wreck should be left to lie in peace. But finally, the judge ruled that the information that might be retrieved from the telegraph machine was of sufficient interest to give the mission the green light. Stay tuned, Squizzers. We'll be sure to bring you updates on this story as they happen.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Chile, in South America, which is the home of the Very Large Telescope. That's actually its name, where astronomers have looked up into the sky and stumbled upon a planet in the process of being born. At the moment, the planet is just a swirling mass of gas and dust, much like your brother. But in several million years' time, which is how long it takes for a planet to form, it will be a fully formed baby planet. And how about this? It's only 520 light years away from Earth. What's a light year? It's the distance that light would travel in a year. And given that light travels at about 300,000 kilometers per second, 520 light years is a long, long way away. Boom! Mind blown.
Sport time!
They don't call it the beautiful game for nothing. Kids' soccer looks set to lead the way for a return to children's sport across the nation, with news yesterday that Football New South Wales had given the green light for a return to training. From this morning, soccer players of all ages in New South Wales will be permitted to get back out onto the pitch. But so far, it's for training only. No games yet. And it can only be done in groups of no more than 10 people, including coaches. And there are no spectators allowed. Which means no mums or dads screaming from the sidelines. How nice will that be? New South Wales football just snuck in before the AFL, which has given the green light for community clubs to start training again from Monday, with a June 28 restart for the actual games. The hope is other parts of Australia will follow suit soon. Get amongst it!
Pop Culture Corner.
Look out, Minecrafters! The highly anticipated Minecraft Dungeons will be released next week, and the excitement levels among gamers is rising by the minute. Minecraft Dungeons promises to put you and up to three other players on the quest through dungeons to battle with all sorts of enemies and save the world. There are illagers and pillagers, vindicators, witches and geomancers. and even something called a chicken jockey, none of which makes any sense to me, so it's certain to be a surefire hit with you kids.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week, he's been reading Awful Auntie by David Walliams, the seventh book by the British comedian. This one tells the tale of Stella Saxby, the heir of Saxby Hall, who is terrorised by her hideous old aunt. In the listening stakes, this week it's been the If We Never Met remix on High Rotation by John Kay and Sigala. A very funky little number it is too. And as for watching, it's been a bit of a binge this week of Chris MD, the football-obsessed YouTube star. There's a link to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What telecommunications instrument is the salvage team about to cut a hole in the side of the Titanic hoping to retrieve? That's right, it's a telegraph machine. Question number two. In which country in South America is the Very Large Telescope located? You got it, it's Chile. Question number three. What's the name of the popular video game that's set to be released next week? Yeah, it's Minecraft Dungeons.
Shoutouts.
Good grief. What a lot of you were born today and over this weekend. If you've got somewhere to be or a train to catch or something, don't let me hold you up. But if it's your birthday, hang on in there. Today's birthday shout-outs go to Harley from Losedale, Hayden, Jack, Ella and Nicholas from Sydney, Rosie from Tamworth, Isla and Violet from Newport, Quentin from Red Lynch, Jasper from Prahn, Owen and Leroy from Brisbane, Gabby, Liam and Kian from Inverell, Kyla from Warragamba, Felix and Imogen from Melbourne, Rob from Harrington, Isaac from Wallachia, Michael from New Gisborne, Ned from Newcastle, Theo from Tarragindi, Tyler from Callista, Liam and Lachlan from Cammeray, Ashton from Rose Bay, Armin from Dandenong, Lucy from Chapel Hill, Drew from Mona Vale, Lucas from Cairns, Oliver from Abbotsford, and Jesse from Nambucca Heads. And some belated birthday shout-outs as well to Danny and Ella from Sydney, and Keita from Dorset in the UK. And not forgetting, of course, all of you celebrating a birthday over the weekend, including Nate from New South Wales, Eva from Brisbane, Brian from Ashmont, Ruby from Blackburn, Caitlin from Crookwell, Felix from Williamston, Charlize from Brisbane, Adriana from Epping, Isaiah from Cranbourne North, Mia Rose from Orange, Havana and Delara from Sydney, Tabitha from Canberra, Asher from Narrowena, Brooke from French's Forest, Ashlyn from East Gosford, Emily from Mornington, Ella from Caulfield South, Livia from Swansea, Tom from Heidelberg, Christina from Balmoral, Chase from Oran Park, Harry from Erskineville, Duncan from Morang, Adhip from Wentworthville, Emily and Abigail from Engadine, Archie from Fingal Bay, Alex from Lancove, and Robbie from Dorset in the UK. Excuse me now while I go and have a lie down. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you'll want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And a reminder, a full transcript of today's episode is available on our website, as it is every day. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent weekend. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.